The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today FM.
John Connelly, ready, are with us to talk about music issues. John, we heard earlier today from the government a fairly significant fund been put aside to try and financially help festivals such as Body and Soul, Electric Picnic, to go ahead on reduced capacity. How well do you think is that likely to work out? Will the events go ahead with the extra money that's been given, or will it make up for the losses incurred by not having as many people on site?
Well, they gave a breakdown of how much each festival is getting, Matt, and it would appear, for example, the Electric Picnic is getting in excess of €400,000. Now, I would have thought for a festival like Electric Picnic, that's a drop in the ocean. It's a very, very expensive festival to put on, and there's a lot of things to take into consideration. I don't know if that's going to make the difference between it, for example, happening and it not happening at all. So I'd be very surprised if that makes it feasible. Apart from anything else, you may have seen today that the locals in Stradbally are very worried about the festival going ahead this year, because they are of the opinion that the majority of the concert goers will be those in their teens and their 20s who may not be vaccinated by then. So they believe that they're
funding. In fairness, I think there's few enough under 18s usually go to Electric Picnic. I don't think you get as many children there as you used to. But D-Ready, on the economics of it, if it's 20,000 instead of 70,000, that's 50,000 people not eating and drinking. That's an awful lot of money that actually is not been spent on the things that provide the profits. And it also means then about 50,000 ticket holders that have to be refunded. You wonder then how they could afford to have the various acts at the event.
Well, sure. I'd imagine on the refund front, Matt, what they'll be doing is they'll offer people rollover tickets, similar to what we've seen with festivals that were postponed last year and indeed this year. Another Love Story just emailed ticket holders today to say that they were rolling over tickets again, and that you had until the 28th of June to say whether you wanted to do that for 2022 or if you wanted your money back, which is kind of the right way to go about it. But in terms of the economics of it, I think the thing you have to bear in mind is that a scaled-down festival in terms of capacity is in fact a scaled-down festival in terms of cost as well. There's less tents that are needed to take in all these people. There's less acts that are needed to keep all these people amused. So it could be the case that Electric Picnic scales back to the sort of footprint in terms of artist costs and the like that it would have had in its much more in its infancy. So it will be interesting to see. I think John's point there about locals in Stradbally having issue with it, I do see where they're coming from, but I think the government definitely needs to bear that in mind. I don't think it's very fair for people who haven't been offered the vaccine to be denied access to things like this as well. So one would hope by September that certainly most of the ticket goers will have had the chance to avail of the vaccine scheme.
Yeah, of course, you also have still some events being marketed at present. I see, Dee, as well, that Christy Moore's Killarney gig sold out in just 4 minutes today. There aren't going to be that many people going to the Gleneagle INEC, which is a massive venue, is there?
It's a massive venue, but there was only 200 tickets that were available. So no surprise that an artist like Christy Moore, who commands the crowds that he does, sold out in 4 minutes when there was only... That's almost like Willy Wonka territory, and a bit like James Vincent McMorrow in Dublin last week. But for this one, it's going to be indoors, which is an interesting one. All attendees will be seated for the duration of the event, it's just one of a number of events that we're starting to see happen, where the events industry and indeed the government are kind of testing the water to see how we can do this and how we can get live music back in action.
Yeah, indeed. Now, tell us about what's going on in the United States, how they're dealing with this, and the controversy, John, involving a Foo Fighters concert in Madison Square Garden this weekend.
Yeah, so Dave Grohl and his Lumpin' Dad Rock band are going to be the first band back at Madison Square Garden post-pandemic. And it's going to be a full capacity, and the condition is that you must be fully vaccinated to attend. So there won't be any social distancing. And interestingly, there won't be anywhere set aside for those who aren't vaccinated. So there won't be any social distancing area to make allowance for those people, as has been the case with the NBA. playing in the same venue. The New York Knicks play there, and they've had a area set aside. But Foo Fighters aren't doing this. So if you're not vaccinated, you're not going.
Okay, but then, Dee, how are people going to be able to prove that they've been vaccinated? And what has been the reaction of the Foo Fighters fans who are not vaccinated?
Yeah, so in terms of proof, any audience members attending, along with their ticket that you would show for proof of entry, they also have to show proof of full COVID-19 vaccination along with that. But it hasn't. It's been received badly in some quarters, and you know, I would say, you know, there's an element of storm in a teacup to this, because this is all online, and you know, there's some people agreeing with each other on it, but you've got some fairly high profile-ish, to be fair. So Right Said Fred, who've previously attended anti-lockdown protests, Richard Fairbrass, their frontman, has branded the vaccine a scam and said music is meant to build bridges, not destroy them. Presumably he's too sexy, Matt, for a vaccine. And then comedian Josh Denny has said he'll never buy another ticket to a Foo Fighters concert, and that people who choose not to vaccinate are conspiracy, and that not all people that choose not to vaccinate are conspiracy theorists. He also said that vaccine mandatory is 2021's whites only. And I have to say, just on a personal level, it really annoys me when people use the actual language of oppression to gripe about something that really isn't up there with that at all.
Listener says, Foo Fighters only allowing people into their gigs with vaccines doesn't really violate any civil liberties,
no,
as it's probably not a state-funded event and is a private one. It's almost like not letting somebody into your house if they're not vaccinated. They also don't violate any civil liberties if it's a private undertaking. They set the rights to admit or refusal of admission. Let's hear a little bit of Foo Fighters after track, Times Like These. Foo Fighters there. By the way, if you're following the football, we've been talking about Portugal and Hungary. It all went a bit Pete Tong for the Hungarians in the last 10 minutes. They've conceded two goals, including a penalty, so Portugal lead 2-0 with just a couple of minutes to go. Tell us, Dee, about the new Lorde album.
Yeah, so we were talking about this briefly last week when she kind of teased it, but she had released a new single called Solar Power, and that just came days after announcing her long-awaited new album of the same name. So it was kind of a surprise launch from her, and it was timed to coincide with the solar eclipse in the Northern Hemisphere on Thursday. So the release date for the actual album itself hasn't been confirmed, but she's hinted that people should look to the natural calendar for clues. So I don't know if it's related to the solstice, maybe. I was trying to figure that one out myself, but I won't expend too much time on it. I'm sure we'll get the release when it comes to it.
Let's hear a little bit of Solar Power, because it has been suggested to me that it borrows very heavily from a track from the 1990s. So have a listen, see if you think it does, and then we'll play you what I'm told by one of my producers is definitely the inspiration. My cheeks and hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. He's taking pictures. Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kind of like a prettier Jesus. Think three times when you feel it kicking in that sound. Okay, that's Solar Power by Lord, and particularly the way it ended there. Could it be a sort of a slow down, softer version of this? John Cadell, what do you think? They're a bit of Primal Scream and Loaded, the inspiration there.
Well, the other song that people are liking it to is Freedom 90 by George Michael, but it doesn't really matter because it's just, it's a classic what they call three chord trick. So it's like C, F, G, back to C. Every third song written in the world uses those three chords as a basis. So yeah, it sounds like Loaded. It sounds like Freedom 90. And it sounds like 100 other songs as well. That's not to say it's not a good song. It is. But of course it sounds like other songs because it's C, F, and G, which is like the basis of most modern pop music. It's three chords.
On a less technical note, I do think it's nice that she has acknowledged the similarity. And she said she'd spoken to Bobby Gillespie, who is Primal Scream's frontman, about the similarities between the songs. And apparently he was really nice about it and was basically like, these things happen, you caught a vibe, we caught, maybe it was the three-chord vibe, John. But she's acknowledged it and said that Loaded is the original blueprint for it, but they arrived at it organically. And I think that's just a nice way to deal with those sort of associations.
Well, another listener says it's more like Toto's Africa. Okay, picks of the week. Dee, what are you going for?
My pick this week, Matt, is the new album from Garbage. So No Gods, No Masters is their seventh record, and it's their first since 2016, Strange Little Birds. It came out last Friday, June 11th. NME have said it's their best in 20 years, and I'm inclined to agree.
So the first album wasn't about things like You're Only Happy When It Rains, that sort of music, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But the standout tracks on this one, like, it's very political. So there's the album opener is called Men Who Rule the World. There's another one called Waiting for God. And then the one that I've chosen, it's a little bit funkier than those two. It's called Anonymous XXX, and it's a great tune.
Let's hear it. Okay, Garbage. And the album is?
No Gods, No Masters.
Okay, John, what are you going for?
I'm going, Matt, for a reissue of Trojan Records' 1971 compilation called The Trojan Story. Now, this is a 3LP or 3CD set. It was originally released in 1971, and apparently it was the first various artist compilation of Jamaican music. So you got ska, rocksteady and reggae on it, and you will hear the influence of this compilation and this music in the likes of obviously The Specials and The Clash, Don Letts, of course, a big champion of this sort of music. But it's just a great collection of songs. We're going to take we're going to take Pressure Drop, the original version, and this song was actually covered by The Clash and The Specials, incidentally, and the compilation's out this Friday. This is The Maytals and Pressure Drop. It is you.
Pressure drop.
Okay. So that is again, John?
It's called The Trojan Story, three CDs, and it sure isn't it perfect for a sunny Tuesday.
It is indeed. Portugal have won 3-0 against Hungary. Cristiano Ronaldo got a second goal. Top music for the broken-hearted people. The music that people listen to when they've had a breakup. We're only going to have time to play the number one track, but give us the number three and the number two, Dee.
So number one, obviously, is Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. And she's been saying on Twitter that she's delighted to have helped people through their breakups. ABBA's classic 1980 hit The Winner Takes It All is the second one. That'd be my go-to. And Adele's 2011 hit Someone Like You came third.
What would your go-to be, John?
Probably Marillion Cayley.
Really? Did a Cayley break your heart?
What? No, it's a terrific song about heartbreak, Matt. Terrific.
Was there someone in Irish college that did you damage? Was there someone in Irish college that did you damage, John?
That must have been about 11. Somebody in fifth class.
Listener says there's only three certainties in life: death, taxes, and John Cadell reissues. So we'll finish tonight's programme with Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. My thanks to my entire production team, Liz O'Neill, Dermot Doyle, Daniel Cahill and Orla Kearney, to Stephen McLoone and sound. Pamela Joyce is up next, and we play out with Sinead O'Connor.